I learned how to play guitar from Karen Morris, in my opinion, the greatest music teacher. And she really cultivated my interest in music and made sure that I learned how to sing more and that I had opportunities to sing more. And so it started quite young before I met her, but definitely was really cultivated by her and encouraged by her. We met when I was in kindergarten because she was the music teacher for all the schools. So she would come into our classes, and that's when she realized that I had a gift for singing and that I really loved it. And so she really was excited. And then once I moved really to Juneau after many years, I started performing around here. I did a one-off at an open mic, and it was really fun.
Can you just describe the planktonics?
The Planktonics is a soul music funk band. And we throw in a couple extra different things here and there, just whatever makes us feel really, really good. We are covers, no originals at this moment, but we're working on it. But those covers are not songs that you're going to hear every band play all the time. It's a little bit more unique choices. And we have a trombone player that just brings like a very different energy. You know, the second that bah, da, 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 comes out, it's it for me. I just can't handle it. It's my favorite. And then we have harmonica and guitar and the bass and drums, and they're going to be so embarrassed I'm saying this, but they are the nicest people in the world.
Will you give a couple examples of covers?
My favorite one is Tell Mama by Etta James. It's a song that I had never heard of until it got put on our potential playlist for music to cover, and it is the most fun, exciting. I can't believe I didn't know it existed because I was a fan.
How did you get involved?
I was friends with Kyle, who is our guitar and harmonica player, and I was borrowing a keyboard, like a music keyboard, from him, and he was sort of talking about the band and that they need a singer, and I was like, well, I might be interested. And then I met up with them for one trial run, and it was pretty magical and really fun.
Will you give me a good memory that you have with them?
Oh my gosh. So our first really big show was at the Alaskan in January of this year, actually. And we didn't know what to expect because we hadn't performed like a really big show. But the Alaskan packed out. Everybody was just so tight together, and we kept looking at each other going, what is happening right now? This is crazy. It was the most fun because I play guitar and sing. I'm a singer-songwriter, sad girl performer. So this was a really unique experience for me to be singing kind of uplifting funk songs in this happy, dancey way.
What is it about music that keeps you going, keeping you want to play?
I have a very emotional tie to music. And so for me, it just really is the expression of self. And while many people are big into like downhill skiing for their adrenaline, I get mine from performing and being on stage and making music. And I think it's how people have identified me for a really long time.
Yeah. Have you and your band discussed, like, your hopes, like, where you want to take this?
I think that for us, we're all established adults who have no real perception that we'll really take it anywhere beyond what we're doing now. Just having fun. This is how we are all getting through life right now, is this band is really helpful to that.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just really excited, kind of nervous to play in Wrangell. It's been a very long time since I've performed in Wrangell at all, and I would just really love to see all of those familiar faces come hang out with us.